All right, I present to you a demo. This is rather cool. I thought some of you might like this. I'm going to show you the Logic tempo detection thing. So I've got a song that some of you will probably know called Good Vibrations. And I'm going to import these files and I'm going to do it live just so you know it's not a magic trick. So let's go to Finder.
Finder, temp window, list view, table, drums, wav, waveform, audio.
I've, by the way, demuxed this track, so I've got all the separates for it. Well, I say all of them, you know, the usual ones that demux gives you. So I'm going to do Command A.
4-0 selected.
Command C.
Copy 4 items.
And then go to Logic. Make sure I'm at the beginning of the track by pressing Enter.
1 bar, 1 beat, 1 tick.
Command V. And we'll get a dialogue.
Add selected files to tracks window.
Yes, let's read this dialogue.
Create new tracks, radio button.
Yes, we'll do that.
Selected, selected.
There are some other options in here.
Use existing tracks, radio button. Place all files on one track, radio button. All selected files are stems from one project. A smart tempo multitrack set will be created, unticked, checkbox.
This is a very important checkbox because it tells Logic that all of these files are from one project and therefore should be synced together.
Ticked.
All right.
Cancel, okay, default.
And then we'll go
button.
And do okay.
Paste.
And it thinks about it for a second, now it's done.
Track 2 bass, track 3 drums.
And there's a spare track in here, so I'm just going to do Command Shift Backspace to get rid of it, so that now there's only the tracks that make the project up.
Track 1 bass, track 2 drums, track 3 other, track 4 vocals.
And there we are.
1 beat, 1 tick.
So when I press Enter, it's gone to 1 beat, 1 tick. And it's done that for a very good reason. Listen carefully.
I love the colorful clothes you wear.
3 bars, 4
beats. Do you see what it did there? It didn't paste everything exactly at random points, like just go, oh, let's just throw the stuff, you know, at bar 1 beat 1. It actually put it slightly before. In Logic, you can have like a pre bar, if you will.
1 beat 1 tick.
Instead of being 1 bar 1 beat 1 tick, which is the normal,
1 bar 1 beat 1 tick.
I pressed period to get there. So now we're actually at the start of the first bar, but there's an I that comes in before the first bar. So if I play from this point, you see it's right on it, but if we play at the very beginning,
1 beat, 1 tick.
I love the colorful clothes you wear.
And that is incredible. So Logic's done that on its own, and you saw I didn't do anything, so we can go look at the tempo now.
151.0123.
It's currently 151. And what I'll do is I'll turn Logic down a bit and we'll look at the tempo together as it progresses through the track.
And the way the sunlight plays upon her head.
All right, so we'll look at the tempo.
4/4, 153.848.
I hear the sound of a gentle
mood.
154.92. On the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
17.
Right, and I stop it right there. It's bar 17.
150.58.
So it's 150.5 something something.
16 bar.
But you notice there's a punch in. Of course, the recording has a punch in. I didn't do anything to the recording. These are just files directly from the original track. And they've actually managed to keep the tempo relative around the 151-150 mark. But there is a point in this tune where the tempo does change drastically. And since this tune is quite short, we're not going to talk all the way through it. I'm just going to let it play out. And I'm going to let the metronome just do the talking.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me
So you see, it's not being played to a click. So let's look at the tempo here.
154.1194.
It's
tempo
very
standard.
Fluid, and Logic is keeping up admirably.
She's somehow closer now. Softly smile, I know she must be kind.
And there's another one.
153.3268. Tempo.
See, it's going down to 4 decimal places. It's quite intriguing. What are we now? now.
144.8969.
144.8969. Look at this.
132.2933.
Now I'm just going to keep going over the tempo.
133.4644.
But I'm going to go back because I just want you to see how very quickly it grabbed that slowdown. It was incredible. No guessing, no stumbling. It just did it.
82 bars. 82 bars.
Just perfect. You couldn't have asked for better.
132.2933.
Gotta keep those loving good vibrations ahead.
Tempo slider. For 134.7079.
So it stumbled a bit there, and I think that's because it didn't know that it's got all these tracks going, and I think the tambourine and everything came in a little late, so that's the only time in this entire project that we see a slight stumble. In fact, what we'll do...
Tracks, track three other, track two drums.
Let's solo the drums and see if we can...
108, toggle channel strip.
Okay, so if I just solo from here...
Toggle channel.
But it did eventually catch it. We'll do the same on the vocal track as well.
Track four vocals, 108 bars, only one tick.
So one single stumble, but it didn't lose its timing. It kept the timing eventually. That's a whole 10 BPM slower.
140.9.
And there's your track. It's done. So how many tempo events did Logic make? Well, let's look at the tempo map and we'll see.
Untitled Logic out of 120 events.
120 exactly. Very nice and round there. So it thinks it needs 120 different maps, tempo markings, to do this track justice. And you know what? I don't really think it's wrong. So I hope you found that interesting, and thanks for listening.